Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father,
and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Today we're continuing our sermon
series, Good News of Great Joy. During the month of December, we're talking about joy, what it is, and where it comes from.
Last week, we talked about
how God's people in the Old Testament were waiting for joy. God promised a Messiah, and one of the things the Messiah would bring, along with healing and freedom, he would bring joy. Jesus is the one who personifies joy. And he spreads joy wherever he goes. So now we turn to the New Testament, the first chapter of the book of Luke, which tells us about the circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus the Messiah. But it doesn't start with Jesus' birth. It starts with a different family. It starts with a couple, an older couple, who's both sad and disappointed. And that couple's name is Zechariah and Elizabeth, because although they have been faithful to the Lord has never blessed them with children. But soon, their sadness is going to be transformed into joy. God is going to bring great joy in their lives, the kind of joy that only the Messiah can bring. Now, we all want more joy in life, and we all need more joy in our lives. No one's ever said to me, Pastor, can you help me out? I have too much joy in my life. No, everybody needs more joy. But where does joy come from? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus brings us joy. So let me just share with you three ways Jesus brings us joy.
Jesus the Messiah
brings us joy. Number one, because
in him, God's promises
are fulfilled.
2 Corinthians 1:20,
for all the promises of God find their yes in him, Christ.
The Messiah brings us
joy because he fulfills God's promises. Each one of us knows the heartbreak that comes from broken promises. We've all experienced people who let us down, who didn't come through, who weren't there for us when we thought they might be.
It might be a parent, might be a spouse,
might be a brother or sister, might be a friend, might even be a Christian brother or sister. We've all experienced the heartbreak of broken promises. We've all been hurt by the faithlessness of other human beings. But where human beings, including you and I, can many times be faithless and break our promises, God is faithful and always,
always keeps his promises. And the greatest
proof of that is found in the birth and life of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. God made lots and lots of promises about the Messiah in the Old Testament. There are over 300 prophecies, 300 promises, which point to the Messiah in the Old Testament. And guess how many were fulfilled by Jesus? Each and every one of them. From his birth in Bethlehem, to his ministry in Galilee, to being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, to his hands being pierced for the crucifixion, to his victorious resurrection, to his glorious ascension, Jesus Christ fulfilled each and every one of God's
wonderful promises. God keeps his
promises in Jesus Christ.
He didn't break anyone's heart.
He was completely faithful in keeping the prophecies and promises of God. So now we know we can put our complete trust in the Lord. He is the perfect friend. He is the friend we've been looking for. He is completely faithful and keeps all of his promises. All of the promises of God find their yes in Jesus Christ. And that fact is a constant source of joy in our life. Second place that the Messiah brings us joy is in new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
The angel Gabriel,
one of those two good angels mentioned in the Bible, remember Gabriel and Michael? Gabriel brings good news of great joy to Zechariah and Elizabeth. He appears to Zechariah in the temple. Even though Zechariah and Elizabeth are Social Security age, that baby they've been praying for is going to happen. And it's going to happen soon. The angel says he will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. This new baby, who the angel says should be named John, will be great before the Lord, and he will be the forerunner of the Messiah. He will prepare the way for the Lord. John is going to be a joy and delight to Zechariah and Elizabeth. He will fill their lives with joy. But when you think about it, all babies, all children do that. All babies, all children are special and unique gifts from the Lord. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Each human being is a unique and wonderful gift from the Lord. Each new life is a reason for joy.
That's why we celebrate
and rejoice at each new birth, right? Not only do we celebrate births, we also celebrate anniversaries of people's births, and we call them birthdays. Most of us have one every year, and they are joy-filled celebrations. They are an occasion for cake and candles and expensive gifts, and maybe if you're blessed, really blessed, a trip to Portillo's. We celebrate life. We celebrate new life because it is a gift from God. As Christians, we rejoice at God's gift of birth and God's gift of new life and God's precious gift of physical life to all people. But as Christians, we have something even greater to celebrate, the new spiritual life that is ours in Christ Jesus. Through baptism, through water and the word, we have been born again and given a brand new life. We are born again, not as sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, but as sons and daughters of God himself. Now and forever, we are God's very own children, new people in Christ Jesus. That's what 2 Corinthians 5 says. If anyone is a new creation, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And as new people in Christ, we live a different kind of life, not a life of selfishness or anxiety or fear, but a life full of Christ's love, a life full of Christ's peace, and a life full of Christ's joy.
Where does joy come from?
Joy comes from promises being fulfilled. Joy comes from new life. And as we talked about last week, joy comes from victory. I won't spend a lot of time on this one. We spent a lot of time on it last week. Just want to remind you that you have another reason, another source for your joy because of Jesus Christ. And he has won the victory over sin, death, and the devil, your enemies, once and for all. Victory, winning, always brings joy. Now, all of us win sometimes and all of us lose sometimes. And I would venture to say that most of us probably lose more than we win.
That's just reality.
But losing isn't the worst thing in the world. There are actually a lot of benefits that come out of losing. Losing is a great teacher. We learn a lot from it. Losing builds character. No doubt about that. But that being said, although there's lots of benefits to losing, winning is a lot more fun.
In this world,
there will be for all of us defeats and victories. But there is one victory that is ours that overcomes all of our defeats. The joy from this victory outshines any disappointment we might have from any of our defeats. It is a victory that is greater than any other possible victory in this world. And it is a victory that is sure and certain and cannot be taken away from you. It is the victory over death in the grave that Jesus Christ won for you by rising from the dead on Easter morning. That victory is yours now and for all eternity. As the Bible says, the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Messiah comes and he brings with him joy, right? The joy of fulfilled promises, the joy of new life, the joy of victory. Now, people are changed by the Messiah and the joy that he brings. And we see that change in a family. Zechariah and Elizabeth's family becomes a joy-filled family. John, Elizabeth, and Zechariah are all filled with joy because of the victory the Messiah is going to win.
Number one, John leaped for
joy. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Luke 1:44. The blessings that come through God and through his Messiah, Jesus, can come to all people. It came to Zechariah and Elizabeth in the form of a baby who would grow up to be the great preacher, John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. The first time John and Jesus meet is actually before they were born. John was in the womb of Elizabeth. Jesus was in the womb of Mary. Mary and Elizabeth are relatives. And Mary, when she finds out she is pregnant, goes to visit her relative, Elizabeth, who is already 6 months pregnant. As soon as Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, John, the baby in her womb, literally leaps for joy. He is thrilled. He is excited. For those who think it's impossible for babies to have faith, this is biblical proof that babies can have faith, even before they are born. Now you go, that's not possible. Well, not by human means, but faith is never by human means. Faith is always a miracle. Faith is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why John reacts the way he does. He is thrilled, he is excited, and when he hears Mary's voice, he leaps for joy.
Elizabeth
shared her joy. Luke 1:57, her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. When Elizabeth gave birth to her son, she was filled with joy. He was their joy, Zechariah and Elizabeth's joy, and their delight. But she did not keep that joy to herself. She shared the news with her neighbors and relatives. That's what you do. Elizabeth shared that joy with her friends and family. Joy is not meant to be kept to yourself. It's supposed to be shared. Joy is contagious, and it's something everybody needs more of. When you have good news, you want to share it with people. And as Christians, you and I have the best, most joyful news to share with everyone. The good news of the gospel, the good news of forgiveness of sins and eternal life through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. He wants us to hold nothing back. He wants us to share the good news. He wants us to share our joy.
John leaped for joy.
Elizabeth shared her joy. Zechariah sang for joy. Praise be to the God, the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. Luke 1:68. Zechariah, his reaction is amazing. Because of his lack of faith in the promises of God, Zechariah was unable to speak for 9 months. But that changed the day John was born. Zechariah and Elizabeth's friends wanted to name the baby Zechariah after the father, but Elizabeth insisted on naming him John. That was the name Gabriel had given to them. When they asked Zechariah what his name should be, he couldn't speak, so he wrote it down on a tablet. He wrote down, his name is John. And as soon as he did, he could speak once more. After 9 months, he hasn't been able to speak. What's he going to say now? What is he going to do? You know what he's going to do? He's going to sing.
He's going to sing for joy.
When you read the first two chapters of Luke, you'll notice that they are a musical. People are breaking out into song left and right. Mary breaks out into song. Simeon breaks out into song in the temple. That night with the shepherds, the angels sing for joy. And here, Zechariah breaks into a song. It's called the Benedictus and starts this way. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and redeemed his people. Luke 1:68.
This song
Zechariah sings is a song of victory. God is sending the Messiah, and our enemies will be defeated. Our true enemies, sin, death, and the devil, all defeated by the power of the Messiah. That's a reason to rejoice with singing. And that's what Zechariah does. He sings for joy. And that's what we do as well.
We love to
sing the Christmas carols, and rightfully so. They are songs of joy, rejoicing in all the good things that the Messiah has brought to us, the victory that he has won on our behalf. Today, we're going out Christmas caroling to share with our community the good news of great joy for all people, that unto them is born a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
I will say it again, rejoice. Amen.
And may the peace of God,
which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.